You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Anthony DiComo as we continue to get you ready for the 2017 Mets season by taking you around the Mets roster. A week ago, we handled the corner infield. This week, we move up the middle, shortstop and second base, and this familiar guys there that came over a year ago and were such a big part of the Mets in 2016. That's Asdrubal Cabrera at short and Neil Walker at second, and they're both back for another go-around. As far as Walker goes, Anthony, obviously he accepts the qualifying offer, so he'll be well-paid in 2017. But I think the Mets were, while they would have gone for the pick that they would have gotten if Walker had decided to leave, it's nice to know you have that guy at second base, that veteran guy who really had one of his best years as a professional with the Mets in 2016 until he got hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Sandy Alderson gets criticized sometimes for looking more at certain individual aspects of a player and ignoring other things. But Neil Walker is a guy who Sandy Alderson has really credited vocally for being for his intangibles, for being a clubhouse leader, for being a guy that the Mets could rely on. And really, before he got hurt, the Mets and Neil Walker were both talking about mutual interest and doing a long-term contract extension, which would have been a nice thing for both sides to have. Now, the injury interfered, and that didn't take place, but I think the fact that Neil Walker did accept the qualifying offer really is telling in that he wanted to be back. Certainly the Mets wanted him back and liked the idea of having him back on a one-year deal, even if it is a bit of an expensive one at $17.2 million. This is a guy who did a lot of nice things for the Mets while he was here. Certainly his April was one of the best months of Neil Walker's career. He helped carry the Mets for a lot of that month. He hit 9 home runs. He hit over 300, I believe. And was just a real rock-solid player for the Mets. Now he's going to be back, and like so many players that we've talked about on this podcast, yes, there are questions surrounding Neil Walker. He had back surgery. That's not an easy thing to come back from. A lot of players struggle to come back from it. A lot of players come back from it and are just fine. The Mets certainly hope that Neil Walker will be in that camp. I think one of the things you're going to have to look at with the Mets and with Neil Walker this year is just giving him a little more rest, giving him a little more off days. When Neil Walker first came over last year, there was talk that, while he's a switch hitter, had never really been that good in his career against left-handed pitchers, batting from the right side, and there was talk that maybe he would be kind of a platoon guy at second base. Well, Neil Walker wound up having a great early season against left-handed pitchers, hit them about as well, if not better, than he did right-handed pitchers, and those off days never really materialized. Well, Neil Walker's a year older now. He's got those back problems. I think the Mets and Terry Collins need to be a little more vigilant in giving him a little bit of off time. They have Wilmer Flores back there as a potential platoon partner to do that. They have TJ Rivera, who did a very nice job for the Mets down the stretch in September. And I think the Mets kind of need to rely on those resources just a little bit more in making sure that Neil Walker is healthy and stays on the field, because he's as integral a part of this offense as just about anyone.
You mentioned TJ Rivera. How does he fit into this roster? Is he a lock to make this team on opening day? Is he going to have to battle for a spot in spring training?
That's a great question. I think TJ Rivera would love the answer to that one. I don't think he's a lock, and maybe that's a little bit unfair because he was super productive last year. Certainly has nothing left to prove in the minor leagues after the season that he had at AAA last year. The batting title, the Pacific Coast League batting title, and all that. But the Mets have Neil Walker and Asdrubal Cabrera, who are entrenched in the middle infield. They've got Jose Reyes as a backup. They've got Wilmer Flores as a backup. So there's not a ton of room there when you're looking at spots for TJ Rivera. I think ultimately he's probably, barring injury, going to have to start out again back in the minors. But as we've seen so many times, there are so many injury questions with this team. The odds of getting through a full summer with everyone healthy or even close to it are slim to none. So I do think TJ Rivera will play an important role for the Mets before all is said and done. It just might not happen on opening day.
All right, and then over at shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera had some huge hits for the Mets in 2016, was a steady force there at short. He's getting older. Is he a similar position where you got to make sure you can work those days off in, and Terry Collins is really going to have to juggle this lineup as a whole, I guess, with the amount of infielders that need days off?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where Jose Reyes becomes so important. That's where Wilmer Flores becomes so important, because there are guys at every infield position that need days off. Now, in Estrubel Cabrera's case, I don't think he receives quite enough credit for what he did down the stretch last year. He was one of the Mets' most important players. He was one of the Mets' most impactful players, and he was doing it all despite this knee injury that really affected him since April and got worse as the season went on and on and on. He had one of the Mets' biggest hits of the season, that walk-off home run, and again, the knee injury was affecting him all the while. So while the Mets were in a pennant race and they really didn't give Estrubel Cabrera as many days off last year as he probably deserved and as he probably needed, he's another guy that they have to be vigilant about and they have to maybe be proactive about. And Terry Collins saying, look, I know you want to play, but I'm going to sit you down tonight and I'm going to play Jose Reyes instead, just to make sure you get him off those legs, you get him off that knee, which never required surgery, but certainly affected him to a great extent. Add in the fact that Estrubel Cabrera is going to play in the World Baseball Classic. You know, that's another few weeks of live game action that he will be in for. So, yeah, it's ultra important because, again, this is another, if, you know, we talk about how important Neil Walker was. Estrubel Cabrera was probably even more so to the Mets last year. A guy that I think his signing confused a lot of people last December. I don't think the Mets necessarily on paper needed him. And then all of a sudden he comes in and he becomes another guy who was a clubhouse leader, who was an offensive leader, who really picked things up around midseason and became one of the most productive shortstops in the league. And the Mets probably would not have made the playoffs without him. So he's an ultra-important guy. I believe he had 23 home runs last year. And if he can, again, approach that 20 home run mark, that's the type of production you don't necessarily see all the time from shortstops around the league anymore. The Mets need him to be healthy. They need him to be out there every day. And they need him, again, to be that two-hole hitter that he was so good at last year in 2016.
When you look to the future as far as this Mets team goes, and we have these all-aging infielders, Ahmed Rosario is currently ranked number 11 in baseball as far as MLBPipeline.com's top 100, and he'll likely make his way into the top 10 when those new rankings come out in the next couple of weeks. Double A in 2016. Is there any chance he finds his way up to the big leagues in 2017? Maybe even if it's just September, or are they going to take their time with Rosario and let him spend quality time at each level?
Yeah, it's certainly possible he's a September call-up. I don't envision him playing a significant role for the 2017 Mets, and that's more a testament to this guy's potential than anything else. Like you said, he'll almost certainly be a top 10 prospect when this year's lists come out. He might even be top five. He's got that kind of potential. He's the type of prospect the Mets really haven't seen on the position player side in a long, long time. Great bat, great glove. If he can develop a little more power, he could really become one of those exciting young prospects like we see around baseball for other teams, whether it's Carlos Correa or Francisco Lindor or any of those prospects who are really coming into their own in the big leagues. Rosario has that kind of talent. He's got that kind of makeup. The Mets love this kid. They love what he's all about. They think he can be a real superstar. So they're not going to rush him, certainly. He's been one of the youngest players at every minor league level he's been at along the ladder. That's going to continue this year in AAA. And if it means we don't see him until 2018, so be it. I think the Mets are more focused on Ahmed Rosario's development and making sure he has every opportunity to become the player that he has the potential to be, because this is the type of guy you're talking about, you know, an aging infield. Well, he could be that infusion of youth, but not only that, he could be one of the best players on the New York Mets for the next decade or so.
So Ahmed Rosario, the future of the New York Mets infield, but probably not in 2017, but they have a veteran middle infield heading into 2017. Estrubel Cabrera and Neil Walker hopefully will play most of the season and be a big part of this team's playoff push in 2017. That's it for us here on MLB.com Extras, our Mets edition. For Anthony DeComo, I'm Tim McMaster. Next week, we cover the Mets bullpen.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.